Welcome to the new podcast from the Sixth Form College, Solihull. Today we're focusing our attention on a particular A-level subject, namely politics and government. This subject is just one of more than 40 subjects available at A-level at the college. Students who choose to study the course do so as part of a wider AS-level programme that will include 4 subjects in all. Before we come to that, let's consider what you learn as part of the course. This course investigates UK government and politics in Year 12 and US government in Year 13. The study of UK politics includes the role of political parties in elections, the British Constitution and judiciary, and the structure of Parliament, including the office of the Prime Minister and the Cabinet. When considering the US political system, you will study the President, Congress and the Supreme Court, as well as the US Constitution. Political ideology such as liberalism, socialism, conservatism and fascism are also studied in the second year. That's just a brief overview of what you'll study. But what's it really like to take this course? We ask Year 13 student Jack Tracy, who came to the college from Woodrush High School to study politics, modern history, English literature and biology at A-level. So why did Jack choose politics as one of his subjects?
Because I'm an opinionated person. There's not a lot I don't want to talk about and have pretty strong views on. My mum was a pretty strong influence on that. She's always pushed me to push myself, really. If you're going to sit on the fence, you'll get splinters up your backside sort of attitude. And politics, when I first took it, it was one of these subjects I thought, I'm interested in it, I'll take it for a year, I'll drop it. I had an amazing teacher last year, I had an amazing teacher this year, and it's just pushed me more to consider now what I want to do based around politics. It's where I'm considering going. Well, at university, I'm doing history, but the university I chose it largely because the history slant is quite political. On the course, there's a lot of poverty, social aspects of history, recent elections, stuff like that, and that's really what pushed me to that university when it really wasn't my initial first choice.
Has choosing politics changed his future plans?
Definitely. Before I came to sixth form, I wanted to be a teacher. That's what I thought, yeah, I could do that because I've done a bit of sports coaching in the past and I've quite enjoyed it. But now I'm quite embarrassed to say I want to go into politics. I want to be a politician because I think it suits my personality and my ambition, really. There's not a lot of things that aren't affected by politics. If you're politically minded like myself, it comes naturally. But for someone who maybe before hasn't taken an interest in politics, there's something that they care about really passionately and would defend to the death their view. And almost universally, that's affected by politics. So it's something you can really, subject you can get your teeth into. It inspires debate and proper higher education, I think.
What has Jack thought of his time at the college?
Really good. I was initially going to go to my high school sixth form just because it was comfortable. I was persuaded again by my parents to maybe give something a change. I'd walked down the same road for like 10 years to get to my high school. And I'm so glad I did, in truth. The facilities, the teachers, obviously new relationships you form, have been really good. And I think it's been really helpful for that stepping stone to uni, completely moving away. As I say, I'm going to Kent, which is a long, long way away from home. So yeah, I think it's been a good stepping stone. I found AS less of a step up than I expected, but A2 was massive. It was a completely different way of learning. When you get to grips with it, the new ways of writing essays, more sophisticated ways of learning, yeah, it becomes second nature.
Has he had the support necessary to achieve at A-level?
Definitely. All teachers that I had across both years, I couldn't speak highly enough of. Workshops, availability, just if you want to go and chat, one-to-one sessions with form tutors, stuff like that. Library, again, fantastic library that we've got. Everything's been there really to gear you towards success, which I'm very, very grateful of.
For more information on this course and the rest of our curriculum, visit our website at www.solihullsfc.ac.uk and click on courses. That's all for this podcast. Come back soon when there'll be more news from the Sixth Form College, Solihull.